Welcome to this edition of Shanghai Live. I'm 爱新觉罗贝。
I'm 陈璇。
While most cities in the country have said the peak wave of COVID infections has passed, many still haven't been infected. Academician Zhang Boli said not being infected is most likely due to the individual's protective measures and lifestyle rather than their genetics. Now, 陈璇 tells us more. 陈璇
Thank you, Bei.Zhang specializes in traditional Chinese medicine, and he said that while there are indeed studies showing people with certain genetics seem less likely to get infected, the proportion of these people is low. He said it requires further study to determine whether people don't get infected because of their genes. The academician also offered some suggestions for those who have recently recovered.
饮食这块呢，一定要注意。
People should be careful about what they eat.They need a light, yet nutritious diet. They need to refrain from having oily food, smoking, and drinking because their digestive system is still weak. During the spring festival, people should not eat and drink too much. A person who has just recovered from COVID-19 should avoid alcohol as it harms the muscular tissue of the heart. People should be careful about what they eat.
所以不能喝酒，一定要注意，忍一忍。
Another 111 medicines were added to the latest list of drugs covered by national medical insurance after pricing negotiations were completed today. The new catalog will take effect on March 1st and is expected to cut more than 90 billion yuan in medical expenses for patients in 2 years. Among the new additions, two are drugs for COVID-19, including the homegrown drug azuvidine. It had already been covered by national medical insurance on a temporary basis.
We negotiated prices with the company so that it could be added to the drug catalog. With the negotiations being successful, azvudine will still be covered by the National Medical Insurance after March 31st. The coverage will last for 2 years. Its price will drop significantly.
Here in Shanghai, the city government announced the peak of COVID infections has passed. The number of ambulances and patients at fever clinics and emergency clinics have been decreasing. Some patients with severe and critical symptoms were discharged from Shanghai 10th People's Hospital today.
We used to have numerous coronavirus patients, but now many wards have been shut down. The situation started to ease up on January 12th.We treated around 50 ICU patients in the past month and most have recovered.
The hospital has treated over 2,000 coronavirus patients in the past month. Recently, about 100 of them have been released from the hospital every day.
With the Spring Festival holiday starting this weekend, Shanghai railway and bus stations have been flooded by travelers. Rail passenger volume was expected to reach more than 460,000 at the city's three train stations today, the most since this year's Spring Festival travel rush began on January 7th. Tang Xiaofan has the story.
At 10 a.m., long queues were seen at Shanghai railway station, with passenger trips reaching 80% of the pre-pandemic level.
The number of travelers is high throughout the day from 8 a.m. We have set up a snake-shaped queue and passengers can get inside the hall for a security check within 10 minutes.
About 400,000 people are expected to depart the city from Shanghai railway station during the 3 days before the Spring Festival holiday.The volume is set to reach nearly 130,000 today. Police have strengthened patrols and inspections.
We have surveillance cameras to help monitor passenger flows at transportation hubs, subway stations, and railway stations. We will deploy police officers accordingly to avoid crowding.
Bus terminals have also been packed with travelers. About 4,000 people were expected to leave the city by bus today. All bus drivers are required to have a special certificate for the Spring Festival travel rush in order to work. Passengers were reminded that there's a 50 yuan fine for not wearing a seat belt. Traffic police said they will be stopping buses for random spot checks to ensure the safety of passengers.
Junyao Air today became the first Chinese airline to resume regular international flights, beginning with routes from Shanghai Pudong International Airport to the top Thai tourist destinations of Chiang Mai and Phuket. Our reporter Zhang Shixuan was at the airport this morning to see them off.
The hustle and bustle is back again at Shanghai Pudong International Airport. At around 8 this morning, the first regular flight from the Chinese mainland to Thailand since the COVID outbreak began check-in for passengers. They all were delighted at a long-anticipated opportunity to travel.
I think it's great. We're very happy because we can go and we don't have to quarantine anymore. And we can just freely travel. It's really good.
I just can't wait. This is the first time in 3 years that I've been able to take my child on an international trip. Before the outbreak, we really liked trips abroad, and now we're taking advantage of the fact that the restrictions have been lifted.
It's been 3 years since my last trip abroad. I booked a ticket as soon as the travel restrictions were lifted. Policies in Thailand are very welcoming. Since it's the winter now, I want to go enjoy the sunshine, dive, and have some great food. I will spend more than a week.
The first regular flight to Chiang Mai was 99% booked, with more than 200 tourists. Starting today, there will be flights from Pudong International Airport to the Thai cities of Chiang Mai and Phuket every day. The airline expects to schedule 10 flights a week on a Phuket route very soon.
Thailand's policies are pretty open. Tourists going to Thailand now don't have to show their vaccination records or a PCR test report. And Thailand gives visas on arrival, which is convenient. Tourists can get them with just proof of their hotel and flight bookings. Flights to Thailand have been very hot since January 8th, and they're almost booked out now.
This is Spring Festival.
Will be the first Chinese New Year since China lifted its COVID restrictions, making international travel a lot more convenient. And many here are just more than ready to travel abroad. So how are other countries looking forward to the return of our visitors?
This time for Spring Festival, we welcome all Chinese travelers went to Thailand, going to Thailand, and then we prepare many activities, you know, and then tourism attraction that fit for, you know, all Chinese travelers.
In 2019, we have Chinese travelers went to Thailand allow 11 million. So maybe this year, I think it's according to the flight resume, I think it's this year we will welcome more than 5 million Chinese travelers can go to Thailand.
In 2019, before the outbreak, tourists from China accounted for one quarter of Thailand's total. So the rebound in China's travel is very welcome there. And the airlines are getting ready for more.
We have been paying close attention to policy changes in places like Japan and South Korea. We have made full preparations for restoration of all our routes.
Online travel service provider Trip.com reports that as of last Thursday, mainland travelers booking orders to Southeast Asian countries like Cambodia and Indonesia for the Spring Festival holiday jumped more than 10 times from a year ago. Thailand topped the list, as this plane load of happy travelers know.